Hillary volunteered to help the Panthers' legal team, even attending the trial to take notes to help with the defense. She did such a good job of organizing the student volunteers that she was offered a summer internship in the Berkeley, California law offices of Robert Truhaft, one of Seal's lawyers. Truhaft was a lifelong member of the American Communist Party, who had cut his teeth fighting for the Stalinist faction and the California labor movement. Hillary's attraction to radical groups and figures, such as the Black Panthers, Alinsky, and, according to some biographers, Yasser Arafat, is perfectly consistent with liberalism's historic weakness for men of action. Just as Herbert Croly could make allowances for Mussolini and countless others applauded Stalin's tough decisions, the 1960s generation of liberals had an inherent weakness for men who transcended bourgeois morality and democracy in the name of social justice. This love of hard men, Castro, Che, Arafat, is clearly tied to the left's obsession with the fascist values of authenticity and will. After law school, however, Hillary eschewed such radical authenticity in favor of pragmatism. She worked as a lawyer in Little Rock and as an activist within the confines of the liberal establishment, chairing the state-funded radical organ, the Legal Services Corporation, as well as the nonprofit Children's Defense Fund. Before that, she'd been a Democratic staffer for the House Judiciary Committee. Her marriage to Bill Clinton, arguably the most relentlessly dissected union in American history, need not occupy much of our time. Whatever their romantic feelings toward each other may have been or continue to be, reasonable people can agree that it was also a deeply political arrangement. The most revealing aspect of Clinton's career prior to her arrival in Washington was her advocacy for children. Clinton wrote important articles, often denounced by critics as advocating the right of children to divorce their parents. She never quite says as much, though it seems undeniable, that she was pointing down that road, but the child divorce debate was always a side issue. What is more important, Hillary Clinton's writings on children show a clear, unapologetic, and principled desire to insert the state deep into family life, a goal that is in perfect accord with similar efforts by totalitarians of the past. This is hardly a view unique to myself or to the denizens of the American right. As the late Michael Kelly wrote in an influential profile of the then new First Lady, she is the heir to the politics of do-goodism, flowing directly from a powerful and continual stream that runs through American history from Harriet Beecher Stowe to Jane Addams to Carrie Nation to Dorothy Day. The world she wishes to restore is a place of security and community and clear moral values. The late Christopher Lash came to a similar conclusion. Lash, one of the most perceptive students of American social policy in the 20th century and no partisan right-winger, reviewed all of Clinton's relevant writings for an article in the left-leaning journal Harper's in 1992.